E! News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration has appealed a judge's ruling finding the White House had not fully followed his order to unfreeze federal spending and release billions of dollars in funding. Senator Angela Alsobrooks.
In his wicked hunt for vengeance, this president has decided that no target is too small, no family is too vulnerable, and no American is out of bounds.
Sagar Magani has another court case involving Trump administration actions.
The head of a federal agency that protects whistleblowers is suing President Trump, saying he was illegally fired as part of a massive government overhaul. Office of Special Counsel Chief Hampton Dellinger was told of his firing Friday. He alleges in a federal suit the firing's unlawful and violates decades of precedent over protecting independent agency heads from being removed without cause. Dellinger's suit comes even as Senate Democrats launched a whistleblower portal for government workers, saying they will support those who want to share anything about Trump administration wrongdoing, abuse of power, and threats to public safety. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Inspector General's Office for the U.S. Agency for International Development warns USAID has lost almost all ability to track $8.2 billion in unspent humanitarian aid as a result of the administration's foreign funding freeze and idling of agency staff. President Trump's budget chief has sent an email to Consumer Protection Agency employees telling them to stop working. That's feeding fear the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau will be gutted like USAID. And in the Middle East, Hamas says it will delay any further release of hostages from Gaza. It's accusing Israel of violating their ceasefire. And relatives protested in Tel Aviv. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, under heavy pressure after three freed last Saturday, came home emaciated. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street as markets took President Donald Trump's latest threat on tariffs in stride. The S&P 500 climbed 0.7% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 167 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 1%. Stocks of steel and aluminum companies rose after Trump said he would announce tariffs on all imports of those metals. U.S. steel added almost 5%. McDonald's also rose about 5%. The company reported strong sales at its locations outside the U.S. Treasury yields held mostly steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And President Trump's ordered the Treasury to stop minting pennies, citing the rising cost of producing it. The U.S. Mint reported losing more than $85 million on the penny last fiscal year. It also loses money on the nickel. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.